Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 188 for Wednesday, December 16th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Wednesday as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was down by $2 to $5, the January contract down $2.20 at $473 per ton. Soy oil was down by close to half a cent per pound today, as that market continues to back away from its nearby highs. Expectations for increased soybean exports out of Argentina were also said to be overhanging the oilseed markets in general, which spilled into canola. The U.S. Federal Reserve lived up to expectations and raised interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade, just before the close today. The Fed move is supportive for the U.S. dollar and weighs on the Canadian currency. That weaker Canadian dollar provided underlying support for canola, with both exporters and domestic crushers showing good scale-down demand. A lack of significant farmer selling as producers moved to the sidelines ahead of the new year also helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower as the strengthening U.S. dollar was bearish across the board. Soybeans were down 3 to 6 cents, the January contract down 5 at $8.62 per bushel. The potential for increased export competition from Argentina contributed to the soft tone in beans as the South American country's newly elected president is expected to introduce measures that would devalue its currency. Such a move would likely lead to increased production and a ramping up of the export program. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for beans given the crop's connection to renewable fuels. For corn, the situation was similar with prices 6 to 7 cents lower and the March contract down 7 at $3.69 per bushel. Argentina is also a major player in the global corn market, while the grain is even more closely linked to crude oil as it's the primary feedstock for ethanol in the U.S. Wheat ended 6 to 11 cents lower, the March contract in Chicago down 10 at $4.84 per bushel. U.S. wheat remains uncompetitive in the global market, with the strengthening U.S. dollar adding to that lack of export demand. However, speculators are still holding large short positions, and some end-of-the-year positioning and short covering helped temper the declines. Production concerns in some other wheat-growing regions of the world, including Russia, also provided underlying support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.